I'm shirtless.
Yeah, I know. Why?
It feels good.
Is it that hot?
No, it just feels good.
You know what will cool you down?
Oh, I know what. Wait, I don't think it'll cool me down, but we can still try it either way. Berkeley, roll the... Oh, that?
Oh, my bad. Beer? Go ahead. My
no,
bad. Go
your
ahead.
Beer? No, go ahead. Your beer? I don't drink, but I mean, that'll cool you down. You know what cools me down more than anything? Is what? Being shirtless and having no shirt and just wearing really small shorts and just feeling the breeze from the AC. And you know what? What's the best part of all of that? Is Berkeley, roll the goddamn intro.
And now, the cutting edge of wrestling news with your hosts, Victor and David Ed.
How's it going, you guys? This is the Markout Media Podcast. If this is your first time, my name is David Edge, and with me as always is my brother, Victor.
And I'm drinking a beer because on the last podcast, I said I was going to go get some beer, and that's what I did.
Yeah, no, you did. Good for you. And we're all proud of you, I guess. Again, you guys, thank you guys for listening to us. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Anchor, and many more platforms where podcasts are provided to your listening ears. Also, we're on social media, so you should follow us. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on the Twitters. I think that's what you call it, the Twitters.
No. That's not what anyone calls it.
Okay. Well, either way, you know what I'm talking about. Again, follow us. It's at Markout Media 18. Once again, that's Markout Media 18.
Oh, man. So here we are.
Yeah, no, I feel great right now.
Yeah, because you have no shirt.
Yeah, you should try it sometime. Just lay back and wear no shirt.
I'm wearing a beanie.
Well, okay. Well, beanie, no shirt. You...
It's cold over here.
Look at big muscly man.
Bigger arms, bigger paycheck.
Yeah, Hogan used to say that, but who gives a shit what Hogan has to say?
Nah, fuck remember, his birthday.
Do you remember Hogan used to have a TV show?
Did he?
Hogan knows best.
Oh, duh. I was going to say, have we talked about this before?
No, that's another shitty TV show. But okay, So there's an episode where he had a fan like spend the day with him. And at the end of the show, he got a giant back tattoo of Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that's right. What an idiot.
I'll post it, you guys, on the Twitter account. Again, you guys, Markout Media 18. Once again, that's Markout Media 18. It's a terrible-looking tattoo.
What an idiot.
But speaking of stuff that's not terrible, that's an opposite segue, as I like to talk about. Can we talk about all the stuff you got?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about more stuff that I got. Let's do it. What did I get? Show us. And I will explain it with detail because I felt like the last one I really didn't explain it with detail.
Well, you have this Sabu sticker from WrestleBuds.
No, it's Sabu, and he has a bunch of barbed wire around his head.
Yeah, no, it's
so shout out to WrestleBuds. That's WrestleBuds with a Z. So go check him out on Instagram and Twitter.
You got like 12 or maybe 10 stickers from some company. What is this?
Oh, we had him on the Instagram Live.
Oh, well, sorry. Yeah. Oh, my apologies. My apologies for that. I didn't know that. But yeah, no, you got that. You got this T-shirt that says...
Same guy.
It's really cool. I like it. It says a world can only... Oh, no, wait, sorry.
I know I'm going to mess up his name, but it's like his name is Scorsese.
A world only God knows.
Yeah, it's Scorsese and no, it's just him. I was gonna shout out his producer, but I don't remember his name.
You also got these yellow shorts with the cross on it and the, you know, victory reef.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited to wear those.
And then we got these other items.
Thank you to Ziggy Dice for two items. One, I'm not going to say. Just thank you for the item, though.
But let's talk about this item, though.
Let's talk about this one.
That is the Ziggy Dice face mask.
That's so sick. Oh, I can't wait to start wearing that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty sick. I like it. But yeah, you're always getting... You literally get fan mail every time.
And I'm not done. I still have an Ariella Knicks pin. I still have the light tube covered in blood pin. I still have a WrestleBuds logo sticker.
Yeah, dude, you're getting crazy. I can't remember what else. You know what I got? several months ago.
Boom, boom.
My Cole Cabana headband. So that's good enough for me.
You should just wear that around the house.
I probably will. No shirt and Cole Cabana headband.
Boom, boom.
Oh, have you seen our cat finally?
Yes, I have.
Here she is.
Oh, it's a little bebe kitty.
Her name is Peppers.
Oh, like Julius Peppers.
No, not like Julius Peppers, the defensive end from the Carolina Panthers.
Julius Pepperwood.
It's not Julius Peppers.
What about Julius Pepperwood from, no, it's not, from New Girl?
No, it's not Julius Pepperwood from New Girl.
Oh, man.
It's just Peppas.
Yeah, like Chili Peppa.
Yeah, like Chili Pepper. Yes, exactly. She's getting pretty big. She went from being like half a pound to like a pound and a half.
What is that, like 16 ounces?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know anything about ounces.
No, because it's like oh, how much weed is in a pound or something like that?
Oh, it's 16.
Yeah, 16.
Don't know. Don't worry about why I know that.
It's from the vlog squad that I was watching that stuff earlier.
Yeah, I love watching old videos like that. but yeah, we got a special. Oh, before you guys listen to this interview, if you guys haven't already, we posted this past Wednesday with the Boss Man Slash.
I know, what a great interview. What is she doing?
She was making faces.
I didn't see her. Oh, now she is.
Yes. Anya, do you have anything to say? No, nothing. What? Oh, Anya's my girlfriend, and
what'd she say though?
She said she met Evander Kane today.
Oh, from the Sharks?
Yeah, he brought his pet in at the hospital that she works at.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so
I mean, not cool that he had to bring his pet in to the hospital, but
yeah, no, exactly. But again, you guys, if you guys haven't noticed, we posted this past Wednesday with the big boss man himself, not the big boss man, but the boss man himself.
You're an idiot.
The boss man himself, Slash, who is the owner of the Underground Wrestling Alliance. If you haven't checked out that interview, please go back and check it out and then come back to this interview. Or if not, listen to this interview and then go back and listen to that one.
Listen to all the interviews.
Yeah, listen to every single interview we have ever done.
Because we got more coming up and we're not going to give any hints. Just wait till they get released.
Even that shitty one we deleted from like a year ago where we talked about music.
It's hidden.
Oh, no, just delete it.
Oh, it's hidden. It's deleted. I don't know.
Nah, either way.
You can't find it, though.
Good. No one should. But, all right, so we're going to talk about, we have our interview with Saint Sinclair. He is the pro wrestling diva, the millionaire misfit. He is just so out there with, like, his fashion. We talk about him in the wrestling business, traveling, music, him actually in music, and our random obsession with a certain pop group.
Oh, I know. And then I said that I was a Levotic, and then we got into it for a second. So this is really good one.
Yeah, we'll hear more about it, you guys.
Yeah, so you guys got to listen up.
Yeah, so definitely. And again, make sure you give us 5 stars. You know, we surely damn well deserve those 5 stars. Give us that Meltzer treatment, the 5-star.
There you go.
But yeah, all right, let's get into this interview with the millionaire misfit, Saint Sinclair. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you the pro wrestling diva, Saint Sinclair. Saint, how are you doing?
I'm sexy. How are you?
Pretty good. Do you want me to call you Saint, or do you prefer Saint Sinclair or Sinclair?
You can call me whore. You can call me slut. You can call me daddy. Call me whatever you want.
Ooh, I like daddy for some reason.
I'm going with daddy.
Stick with that one. Stick with that.
This is
going
to be the best one. Oh, I love this already.
I'm going with daddy. So how are we doing today, daddy?
Daddy is very sexy. Daddy is very glorious. Daddy had a beautiful weekend.
What'd you do this past weekend?
I did a lot of soul searching. I did a lot of meditating.
Wow, that's actually really nice.
I got to work with some good people, and yeah, it was good. You guys should definitely do that.
Yeah, no, I've never meditated before. Sounds actually like something I should probably take up. But hers very very good for the soul.
Yes, and centering your core.
Yeah. So yeah, your name is Saint Sinclair, but you go by the Pro Wrestling Diva, and then if it serves you correct, there's also another name I was looking up. You go by also the Millionaire Misfit. How did you come with those names?
I actually have a whole list of names.
Oh, I would love. Can you?
I want to hear every name so bad.
Oh my gosh. gosh. Okay, I cannot think of it on the spot. Hold on. There is the Millionaire Misfit, the Viral Vixen, the Sultry Shade Thrower. There's a lot of crazy ones out there. It depends on where I'm working at. Oh, here, I found a list. Hold on. Oh. I got the Dirty Hellhound. I got the Topic of Discussion, the Hottie Homemaker, yes. The Problematic yes. Prince, the skinniest motherfucker on the planet. There's way more. I don't know if you're ready.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Bring it on. Well, there's I love
the Polaroid. The Polaroid of perfection. The baddest bruja. The cinematic centerfold.
Oof.
There's a whole list. I'm not actually going down this entire list. I was literally on one that day. But yeah, I go by a lot of names. So
I absolutely love it. I was
going to ask, what's your favorite name to go by?
I like when people call me Saint because it is the best contradiction ever.
Oh,
that's awesome.
I like that. So yeah, I was really excited for this interview because the first time we got to see you, we're from the Bay Area in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we got to see you at Glam. And I think you were managing Viperous at the time when you were there.
Yes. Yes.
And
that is my business associate.
Yes. And I love when you came out. You just had like such style. Like, where do you get your style from? Like, it's just fishnets, and I think you had like even like a fur coat. Like, it was a lot of purple and black.
And then you come out with the fan.
Oh.
I actually canned the fan. It started getting a little saturated, but the fur, I actually got that from my mom. My mom used to wear a lot of fur. I got all of my ideas from her because she was so confident and she's so just herself. So I took a lot of my style from her and just put things I like. So when I watched wrestling, I liked Lita. Lita wore fishnets. So it just goes together. I like wearing overalls in my everyday life. And I decided to wear overalls in the ring my way, how Saint Sinclair would wear them. So yeah, that's kind of where I get my style. Or I'll just look online, like, what's cute today.
That's awesome. that's pretty cool, because like when I see it, because we've looked at your stuff on social media. You have like t-shirts from like, looks like they have like death metal font, or it's kind of like a gothic death metal, and I don't know how to explain it. It's really industrial, I guess that's the term I'm looking for.
Thank you.
Yeah, because there's this one hoodie that you had, and I noticed it in a lot of your pictures and a lot of your Instagram stories, and it's your hoodie that says No Zodiac.
Shade, but yes.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Because I got to ask you, how did you get that hoodie?
That is such a deep question. I actually got it from a ex-boyfriend of mine. Oh. And I decided that I was never, ever, ever, ever going to give it back. So now it is in my possession. I wear it in all my photos because I know he's looking at them.
Okay, that now I get it.
Best awesome. Answer ever. I love That's it because awesome. The reason why is because that actual, I think, Victor, did you have that No Zodiac hoodie?
I used to have that exact No Zodiac
no
hoodie.
No way.
I put that on everything.
And the reason why. Gosh. Yeah,
I want to buy a new one. I cannot find it.
Yeah, you'll be lucky to find. I don't even think. Okay, so the reason for that No Zodiac, that's actually a band from Chicago, like a death metal band, and they were friends of ours, like maybe like 5-7 years ago, and that's when we got that hoodie.
Oh,
yeah. So you'd be really lucky to find that hoodie.
Wow. Yeah, I've been looking hard too. I'm like, where the hell? Wow, that's so crazy.
Yeah, it's such a weird coincidence, but I love it. But yeah,
speaking of your Instagram stories, though, I have a quick question. So you're dancing to Fifth Harmony. So what is Pussy Pat?
Oh, so for some reason in like 2015, I became a huge Fifth Harmony stan. I became a harmonizer, and yes. I have a dance background. I did musical theater, and you know that was my favorite move. The fact that these young girls were doing this movement, and I worked. Yeah, can you believe I actually had a job? I was working, and where I worked, I would do that dance there and made everyone do it. Like, everyone did it around me. So I was just like, you know what? This is literally going to be that thing. So, yeah, that's how it came about.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fifth Harmony does it.
I love Fifth Harmony because I'm two
Do
things.
You really?
I put this on everything. You could test them right now.
I'm a harmonizer. I'm a Lovatic first though. I'm a Lovatic. That's my number one. Demi Lovato is number one.
Uh-oh.
Oh God. Okay, now we're gonna fight. Why ew? Why ew?
Because it doesn't like them.
Okay, please don't get me on crackhead Demi, please.
Oh, now we're getting started. Uh-oh. Oh, now
it's okay.
We just.
So how about okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
The how, ring about, is, how about that Fifth Harmony, though, right?
Oh, I mean, Normani's doing good. Camila's doing good.
No, for real. Normani is killing it, though.
No, for real, though. Like, they really are, though.
I love Fifth Harmony, though. Who is your fave? I have to know.
Camila Cabello.
You racist supporter.
I'm so sorry. If it wasn't her, it was gonna be Lauren.
Okay, I respect that.
Yeah,
I was really gonna say if you said Ali, I was gonna question your whole. Because if you said Demi Lovato,
the thing with Ali was she was kind of bland for me.
You know what stresses me out though is the fact that you guys are from the Bay Area and you guys don't support Dinah.
Mm. Oh shit, wow, we're
holy shit people. That's another one too, holy yeah, shit, I forgot about that one. I actually met them once. How'd that go?
In LA, it was like a meet and greet. Yeah, I told you I was a harmonizer in 2015. I was hanging out with the wrong people, and we went to a meet and greet, and it was an incredible experience.
That's awesome.
As a harmonizer, I mean, Lauren was so nice. She was like, I love your crystal, where'd you get it? And then I was like, oh, do you want it, Lauren? You can have it. And then my friend is married to like her cousin. So like, I was like, oh, I know your cousin, girl. What's up? She was like, oh, you're from Dinah. I was like, yeah, from Dinah. Yeah. And then they moved me. And then Normani, I had a mohawk at the time. And Normani was like, oh, I like your mohawk. And she was like, I'm about to cut it. I don't like it. And she's like, yeah, change is good. And then Camila kind of just was fake. And then Allie, I just waved at her. And that was it. I'm a Fifth Harmony.
That sounds all about right.
Yeah, it was literally how I envisioned it in my head.
That sounds all about right. Because I've never met any of them, and I've never met Demi. So I know when that day comes, it's going to be a crazy day.
But Victor, you've seen Fifth Harmony live, right?
Yeah, I saw them on...
In Irvine?
No, I saw them up here in the Bay Area on the Summer Reflection Tour.
When they were wearing blue?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, they were babies.
I know. I bought tickets by myself, and I was all like, if no one's going to go with me, then I'll go by myself. And I had my brother drop me off and pick me up, and that's how it went. And I had a good time.
Oh my gosh, their crowd is so diverse, huh?
It really was. And it was, you know what, though? The crowd was full of energy the entire time. So yeah. it was fun, like literally the entire time. No matter who played, I think like Debbie Ryan played or something like that. And
ew.
Yeah, I know. And people were like having a good time though. And like I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, people have a good time, I guess. I was like, I've never seen her before. I don't know her music.
Dude, when I saw them in Irvine, they had Victoria Monet open for them, JoJo, and then Ariana Grande.
Oh, wow.
Oh, holy
and Fifth
shit.
Harmony on the same day. I was like, wow. That was a good day. But yeah, harmonizers for life.
Not really.
That is freaking awesome. See, Victor, the only reason why I remembered that is because when you came back, you were wearing like a Fifth Harmony jersey and the numbers were gold. The numbers were gold plated.
Yeah, they were.
The boss. Did it say boss?
Yes, it did.
I'm judging you, but yes.
I still have that shirt in my closet right now. I'm not even kidding. Still have it. The letters are all faded.
These girls that just don't make sense together just made so much sense together.
Yeah.
You know what? That makes so much sense, the way that you just put it. talk about, since we're on the subject of music, what other music do you like?
I listen to literally everything. I hate when people are like, oh, what kind of music do you like? You know, like, I love everything, but I hate country. And they're just like, okay, well, you don't listen to everything. But I literally listen to everything. I listen to stuff in other languages. I listen to stuff from, like, the 60s, any era. I listen to everything, literally everything. I'm annoying. I'm an Aquarius, so I make hella playlists on Spotify. And they're just categorized by different things, like, oh, if I'm going to go to the beach, if I'm going to lose my virginity again, what would I be listening to? You know, like, just any type of, any concept. And I have so many now.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, though, because, like, even my music, it can go from, like, Donna Summer to like Metallica to, like, Lil Uzi to, like, Ice Cube. It just jumps all over the place. No, I'm just saying, like, some, like, no, kidding. Some, like, yeah, some, like, Eazy-E or something like that, just something old school, like, West Coast, something like that. But, yeah, I just, my music jumps all over the place.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, mine's scary. Like, no one gives me the aux chord ever. It's so sad.
Aww. I would be.
Like, do you know who produced this song? Do you know who did this song? Do you know who wrote this?
I would be the first one to give you the aux chord. I would be like, here, take it away.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Variety. Heaven. Yes. Let's go somewhere.
Yeah, because I need variety in my music. I can't just stick to one genre. I need a bunch of them.
Yeah. I need to listen to everything and feel a lot at once. Otherwise, it's just like, what's the point?
Exactly.
Absolutely beautiful. But speaking of music, you have your own music project, if it serves me correct. It goes under, I hope I'm pronouncing this, it's spelled HVTE, but that would be hate, correct?
Yes, sir.
When did you start doing music? Yeah, when did you start doing music?
Oh my gosh. When I was a kid, I used to make music with my cousins, but like, we were kids, so we didn't know what we were doing. But when I got in like high school, I was hanging out with every punk kid I knew, and for some reason we decided to make a girl group that was rap, like Gravy Train. Gravy Train was our biggest influence. We loved Gravy Train. Like, I have their vinyls, I have their DVDs. I fucking love Gravy Train.
And holy shit! You know, keep going.
I'm actually cool with Junks and Chunks. Oh, so
that's sick.
It was like the best circle of life. But yeah, we started a group called the Plumberries. And that didn't last that long. It lasted pretty long, but we didn't do much. They were very stupid and didn't know what we had at the time. And then when I just said, you know what, I'm gonna just do my own thing, and I started making my own music just from scratch, just, you know, for the first time by myself. And I ended up getting to go to Japan to perform, and like, yeah, then I got into wrestling. So
that's awesome. Yeah. No, yeah, because Gravy Train for me, just back in the, well, not back in the day, but just years ago, was like, that was the thing to listen to, and we just kept listening to it nonstop, and I don't know why. Like, we just kept listening to it. Like, no matter, even if we just listened to that song, like, me and my friends, we would probably listen to that song again.
Yeah, because they were so infectious and just loud, and they said everything you were thinking that you shouldn't be thinking. It was... They're the best.
They were out.
And their performances were sick. It was great.
Exactly. Exactly. But you did mention some wrestling, so let's get into some wrestling talk. Yeah, so what I want to know is, where did you get your training at?
Uh-oh. So, like, I was working on music in Japan with some friends, and I decided that, you know, I'm finna be grown. It's time I do what I want to do. I'm already in Japan. Might as well become a wrestler. Why not? So I went down to the School of Hard Knocks with Jesse Hernandez. And yes, that's where I got my training.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. How long did you train for?
Uh-oh. I actually trained for 5 months. And the funniest thing is, I did not sign up to be a professional wrestler. I signed up to be a manager. But they told me if I was going to get in wrestling, I was going to do matches, I had to learn how to do it. So I would do training matches with Andy Brown, Adrian Quest, Dickie Mayer, Fidel Bravo, and literally they just helped me so much. And then 5 months later, I had my first match against Andy Brown for the title.
Oh, wow.
Holy yeah, hell. It was random.
Is that one of the matches on is that one of the matches on YouTube? Because I think I saw two matches.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
Yeah, that was like I saw two matches of you.
Some random show, but it was just crazy how fast it all happened. Mm-hmm. Like, that was insane. 5 months. There were guys there for like 3 years, like, oh, I can't wait to get my first match.
Did you feel like when you started going to like what the amount of months that you did do your training, do you feel like you were got overwhelmed? Do you feel like you were just smoothly like just getting things done quick?
Yeah, the second answer.
Okay. I knew like,
it wasn't, I watched it my whole life. So I knew what they were telling me to do. I knew what it looked like. I have a dance background, so I can pretty much try to do it. If it's wrong, correct it. Keep practicing. Yeah.
I can notice some of the back, the dance background kind of, you know, in your style, just because the way that you do, there's this like spinning heel kick that you do, and like you're it, like just the way that your legs are, they're long and they kick the opponent right directly in the face. It's like, it's so perfect.
Thank you.
So, oh, and then there's another move that I don't know what it's called, but like you, the opponent's on the turnbuckle, you run up to them, you use your legs, and you kind of like flip them.
Like a monkey flip?
Oh, the Trish Stratus move?
Yeah, there you go. Yes, exactly.
I did that. That's actually funny. I only did that move like a couple times, but every time I did it, I was told to do it. That's just like the, LGBT wrestler move. Like, it's in the blueprint. You have to do it.
That's awesome.
No, I definitely love that.
The pink print, my bad.
Do you remember the last wrestling event you worked at before this whole quarantine happened?
Glam.
Oh wow, it was Glam. Like,
I think we killed Jamie Senegal.
Oh,
how'd that happen?
Vipers had a match with Jamie. Things got out of control, so you know. We had to do what we had to do to get the win. And I may have splashed him with water. I may have punched him with my choker. I may have stomped his face and kicked in and spit in it afterwards. And yeah, he was going to bring his boyfriend to come get us, but Miss Rona hit us. So yeah, now that's kind of on pause.
I know. I hope that match still happens. We were going to go to that one. We got tickets, and then I think it was like a couple of days later, we got the notification that the show got canceled, and I was like, it's like, yeah, it sucks. So I can't wait for that show to happen.
We didn't know until the day of. We were like,
Same with us too, like, because we were like waiting, and then we were like, okay, what do we do? And then we bought the tickets on a Wednesday, mm-hmm. and then that Friday, we were like, oh, okay, yeah, it's not going to happen. So hopefully it does happen though soon.
It was honestly sad. Yeah, hopefully. I love working at Glam.
No, Glam is freaking awesome. We love it. We go as much as we can because they do Hood Slam, which is four times a week. So we try to at least go at least twice a month.
Dang.
But yeah, since this whole quarantine, have you been finding ways to continue on with, like, you know, wrestling in a way, like, well, with training or anything? Or do you feel like you have other things kind of like that you're kind of doing other than trying to keep wrestling on your mind?
I feel like now's the time to take advantage of everything around you. And with wrestling, that's a contact sport. It's easy to get this virus or whatever. So I'm not willing to do that until everything's clear, until there's shows running up, until I'll get back into that. But having this free time got me back into my music, and I've been working with like some good people making music I really like listening to. So it's good to finally make. And this is like the best music I've been working on. So I'm really happy.
That's awesome. You know what? I was going to ask you about your music. Where can I find it?
You can't. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say. Oh, okay. I got to ask you about those music videos. So talk to us about the Kylie Jenner music video. How did that all happen?
What do you want to know?
How did it all happen? Just everything. Tell me the whole experience of shooting that video.
Oh, wow. That was crazy because I did a lot. I had another director that was going to do it. And he was like, yeah, I hate flakes. Like, yeah, we're going to get this done. This is a dope idea. I thought it was crazy. Like, yeah, this doesn't even make sense. Like, we're going to pull over and kidnap a girl and put a mask on her and strip her. Like, It's kind of crazy and absurd. So I was like, okay, never heard from the guy again. So then I got my good friend Gordo to come through. My friend Brahim came, and all the girls were in my previous music video, and they're my real life friends. And they came and supported and saw the vision, and we think it's beautiful.
That's awesome. I was watching the video, and then I sent it to my brother like right away, and I was like, you gotta check this out.
I was like, this is interesting. I was like, I really like it. I feel like it's just very, it's very like, I don't know, maybe just for my taste in music, it's very out there, but it catches your attention. It makes you want to keep watching that video and listening to the music.
Yeah, I like being a visual artist, and I like having aggressive stuff. And I like horror movies, so I want to put anything to frighten the audience in some way. And it's funny. It's not funny. It's actually terrible. But I got people reaching out saying that video traumatized them, and they're crying. And it just I guess it is kind of graphic, but I don't think we show anything, actually. So
No, it wasn't too crazy. Because yeah. I watched that video, like, I took a dab, right? So, like, I'm sitting there, and I'm, like, watching the video, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, what's going on in this video? But it wasn't anything, like, to freak me out, though. Like, it was, I don't know, I looked at it as art.
Yeah, I know, that's a really good kind of art. I dig it.
Yeah. That's why I saw it. So, I was like, this is really, really good art. So, yeah, so you have another music video, correct?
Yeah, Undertaker.
Okay, talk to us about that music video.
We don't have to.
I mean, I feel like we should. It has,
but that was just related. Like,
kinda.
It's slightly wrestling related. Slightly. The name is, but the meaning behind it is not.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that was just. I was just very, very sad around that time. It was a bad time in my life. And watching that video, I'm just looking at a sad motherfucker. And I don't like watching that video.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, we don't got to talk about it.
Beautiful. All the girls look amazing, though.
That's awesome, though. And these music videos are on YouTube?
Yes, they're on YouTube.
Okay, awesome. But no, so where can I find your music? Is that like on SoundCloud? Is it where is it at?
I've actually taken all my music down. But there's new music coming. So just be on the lookout for that very, very, very soon. I have a song called Sushi Suicide coming. I wrote this song forever ago with a friend of mine named Nini. And yeah, it's coming out with a whole new sound, and I'm excited to re-release it.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear all this new stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, we're actually going to start wrapping this up. I just want to say like one last question. Out of everything that you do, whether it's music, fashion, or wrestling, what is a thing that you want to be remembered for from fans of yours?
All of it.
Oh, beautiful. Got to have it all, right?
You can't wear just one hat. You can't just wear one hat.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it. But yeah, we do thank you for this interview and, you know, spending time with us. This has honestly been so much fun. Now we know that we love the same music, which is everything.
Yeah. No, yeah, we love it. We love music, no matter what it is. I'm telling you, it's country, it's pop, it's just give me all the genres. Just give me reggae. Yeah. Give me everything. Give me some oldies.
I'll link you to some playlists.
Oh, please. That'd be awesome. Oh,
that would be great. But yes, once again, thank you. And please tell everyone, where can they follow you?
They can follow me on Instagram at @HVTE_ if you want to see some naughty things. Or if you want to keep it professional, you can follow me at Saint Sinclair. That is Saint SaintSyncLair, period. And you can follow me on Twitter at St. Sinclair as well. Period.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
But once again, we thank you so much. And we hopefully once thank this pandemic once this pandemic hopefully ends, we would love to definitely see you at another wrestling event, because you were just absolutely amazing.
Exactly.
Tell the promoters.
Definitely.
Tell all the promoters.
I'll make a few phone calls. I'll make a few phone calls.
We gotta get you out. We gotta get you out in the Bay Area some more.
Yes, please. I would love to.
No,
exactly. Definitely. But all right, man. We're gonna start letting you go.
All right. You have a good one.
Bye. All
right, bye.
Take care.
Man, that was a pretty good interview.
There really was.
Yeah. Who knew that we all liked Fifth Harmony?
We are harmonizers at heart.
I mean, you guys are way more of a harmonizer fan than I am, but I still listen to them. They're great.
I still really say, though, like, if it wasn't going to be Camila, then it should have been Lauren. And if it wasn't going to be Lauren, it should have been Dinah. But
it's not. It's Normani.
But yeah, Normani's killing it.
No. Anyways, you guys, I love how majority of our interview was not really even wrestling related, but it was honestly a great time. Again, thank you to St. Sinclair. We can't wait to see you once we start getting wrestling shows happening again. We'll get you out here in the Bay Area. It's going to be a good time. But again, you guys, thank you guys for listening to us. Again, we are the Markout Media Podcast. If you have not yet, subscribe to us. It's not that hard. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Pandora, and many more platforms where podcasts are provided to your listening ears. Also, again, follow us. We're on social media. There's nothing wrong with following us. It's a good kind of follow, not that weird stalker follow shit. Make sure to follow us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's Markout Media 18. Once again, that is Markout Media 18.
Awesome.
Woo, That's a mouthful.
We have some shows coming up this weekend, though.
Yeah, let's. Could you give us the announcements on some of the shows?
Yeah. Before we get out of here, let me tell you the shows that we have coming up. Let me pull it up real quick. Hold on. I'm so sorry. I wish I was more prepared, but I wasn't.
It's totally fine. We're never prepared. Again, we are raw, uncut, and uncensored.
Okay, so we have Violence Suffering this weekend, which is in. I don't even know where that's at, so I'm not even going to pronounce it. But we have JTG versus Brian Cage.
Oh, that's going to be something special.
Then we have Davey Boy Smith Jr. versus Tony Deppen.
Ah, Davey Boy. It's a homie.
Then we have Alex Ocean versus Jeff King.
Okay, I scratched that. Alex Ocean is the homie.
They're all homies.
Yeah,
but
especially Alex. Alex is a cool dude. We'll mosh together during like Dead or Remember one day.
There you go. But we also have Eli Everfly versus Alex Zane versus Facade.
Oh, that is dude. Alex Zane is honestly one of the best independent wrestlers out there right now. I'm saying that right now, and I truly mean that when I say that. He is just something that you need to keep your eyes on, because he will only just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger as the months go by and the years come.
Exactly. And he's probably pissed that the potatoes are taken off the menu at the Taco Bell.
Dude, I am too.
Yeah. So we're pretty mad about that. But we also have AR Fox versus Jimmy Lloyd. And I believe that's... Oh, no. We have Myron Reed versus Jordan Oliver. So Myron Reed versus Jordan Oliver.
That's another good one. That's going to be a good one.
Oh, no. Wait. And no, hold on. We're not done. We have Homicide versus Calvin Tankman.
Yo, that's going to be you. That is going to be a brawl to watch.
Let's see. And then Blake Christian is going against somebody, but I don't know who. Did I say that one already?
No, you did not.
No, I just don't know who he's going against.
No, we'll have to wait and see. And so again, where can everyone check this out at?
At Fight TV, and all the proceeds are going to something. I forgot what it is, but the proceeds are going to something good. So you know where your money's going. Let me tell you the time, real quick, when it starts. Come on, Fight TV, pull up. come on, Fight TV. Why are you going so slow?
But it is on Saturday, I believe. Right, this Saturday.
No, I'll tell you right now. Okay, I'll tell you right now. It is on August 16th, so Saturday, right?
Oh, August 16th. Okay, so we're
We're not too far away. Oh, yeah, no. Well, that's this Saturday, so make sure to check it out, you guys.
And that is going to be at 7 p.m.?
Is that Pacific time?
Yes, Pacific time. 7 p.m. Pacific time.
All right, Pacific time and 10 p.m. Eastern. Jeez.
Exactly. So it's going to be a good show. I'm excited for it.
Have fun for those East Coasters that have to watch it at 10 p.m. Jeez.
That's all good. Hopefully the event is under maybe 2 hours.
Yeah, definitely. But again, you guys, thank you guys for listening to us. Again, we told you, go follow us, go subscribe to us, do all of that stuff. And, you know, we love you guys. And as always, from me to Victor, we'll see you next Friday or anywhere on social media. But again, as always, you either mark out or get the fuck out.
Goodbye.
Bye.